We saw last time we were speaking about She'erev, the Midah of Avos Konim, and She'erev, the fact that he wrote a duck on the Keren, it says, was because Keren is a queen of She'erev, and that's the opposite of the Tzolom Elokim on the Konim and so on. I want to maybe explain another Nakuda, in She'erev and so on. It says there are places where it says that the Milo Chaisal is that the She'erev. The Gemara says that sometimes that a person should be Asponim, a person should have Azes. And the Maral says in a lot of places when he speaks about the difference between Chaimer and Ruach, he says Chaimer is a Mispoel and Ruach is not a Mispoel. Something that's affected by other things is a Baal Chaimer, and something that's not affected by other things is a Ruchnis for the person. So Lamaisa, the Maral in a few places says that She'erev, the first Simon Shacharach is have an Az Kinema. The Yudim and Hema's memory that a person should be Az Kinema, it says that Az is a good Midah. And fine, so it says Lasa is Yitzayim Kinecha. But where in the world, I mean, everything in the world has a good midah to do with Avodas Hashem. But how do you distinguish in Azus Panim between Avodas Hashem and Avodas Hashem? We said before that Kshei Oref is a sign of Asiyus, and therefore it's a kemat, completely a bechina that's kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is embarrassed from somebody, there's a certain sense of achno, and that's an elementary midah in the siyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person couldn't care less, he turns his back, that's she'erev, that's a bad midah. So how do you take that for good? The only other midah I would guess similar to it would be gaiva, which is very similar to it. You also find a hard time defining how is gaiva to be good and so on. But the main thing is he says that anything which is a nispoil is hungry, and that's why it's bad. So let's try to explain. When a person does something despite the fact that it's difficult, something is difficult, and he does it despite the fact, so on the one hand, that's Mesiras Nefesh there, he's doing something despite the fact that it's difficult. On the other hand, he is affected by it. For instance, if a person walks in the heat, and, you know, like Avraham Avinu went out in the heat for Chachmas Sarka, it means the heat bothered him, it was difficult, and yet he did it. So in those in Yanim, a person is affected, and despite the fact that he was affected, he did it. In the middle of Azus, the Indian type of Azus is when a person is not affected. For instance, let's say a person walks in the street, and he's wearing a Yiddish lavush, and somebody laughs at him. So a person who's Mosa Nefesh means that despite the fact that people laughed at him and it's very uncomfortable and inconvenient, still he did it. That's the approach of Mosa Nefesh and difficulty. The Midah of Azus in Ruchnius means that the person doesn't care. When it comes to look at the world and evaluate their opinion, let's take the entire sense. A person has a sense of a world around them. And the world has feelings, values, appraisals, etc. Now, how do I relate to those appraisals and values? So one person will say, despite the fact that it's not easy to be laughed at, still I'm doing it. That's one way of doing it. That means he's of the same nature. The fact that my sense of value is affected by the other, if I'm mizbayish from the other person, then it means we live in the same world of values. His values and my values are of a similar nature. I disagree with him. I'm embarrassed from him because it's strange to wear tzitzis or strange to wear yarmulke, whatever it is. And therefore I'm doing, on that the Maral says that a chumri is affected. For instance, If a person were to walk into a classroom and everybody makes fun of him, then the person feels embarrassed and affected by it because he's up here and they don't value me. So something very, very personal about my sense of self has been affected. But let's say a person walks into a nut house and they're all dancing around him, making all sorts of crazy, imitating whatever it is. The person's not affected by it. He says to himself, that's not the society that I'm affected by. It doesn't mean anything to me. Let's say a person who holds himself to be is a Western person and is in a civilized society, and he goes and he takes a trip to Africa, and he goes into the jungle, and people look at him and start making fun of the way he's dressed. He's just afraid maybe they're going to start to have him to suffer, but other than that, there's no real sense of busha. There's nothing that's bayish. When a person is affected by the world around him, even if he does what's right, then he's still called a chumri. And that's what Maral said, that's a sign of somebody who's part of that system. When a person is a she'orah, it doesn't faze me, that sense of value is not the world of value that I have a shaykhus to, then in Mela the person is not even fazed by it. So busha, hazus and busha are the midas of relating to something on a value level, on a level of value, ruchnias, and so on. If a person's a reaction to a genuine ruchnistic a critique is to ignore it, then it's a bad thing. That's to say, in the worst way possible. That's like the azus. If a person tells you, you shouldn't do it, and I say, says who, then that azus ponim means that the person is being kaifer ruchnis in a sense. That's double. Where if no one can tell me what to do, but the person's right, the person's being emes, the person is saying drunk shaltam. That disregarding is the azus of yavn that's bad. On the other hand, when it comes to people whose metzias is chumri, as far as I'm concerned, whose metzias doesn't have the sense of I have, being affected by it, being embarrassed, inhibited, caring about it is a sign that the shaykh of that world. Over there, ksha'ar becomes a maila. I remember there was, many years ago in the yeshiva in the mirror, somebody had a kid brother there, 12 years old, bright kid, fresh, the works, like a very, and this person told his brother, he mentioned my name, in other words, he was standing there, he said something, I said differently after this. So the kid said, who are you talking about? Like, he didn't know it was me. Just you know, didn't. So he pointed at me. He said, so fine. A while later, a day or two later, the kid came over to me and apologized. The apology irked me a lot more than the statement. Because I was a little kid, But the fact is that he felt that he was, at the age of 12, he was insulting me. And I took great, great insult at his lack of chashivas for me. It hurt me a lot. That's when I really felt like giving him one. Because there's a sense of chavraya klal b'shmaya, we're in the same league and, you've offended me and, in a sense that is a stronger statement than the defense itself. In as much as a person is affected, azus panim in this world is because your sense of values does not at all affect me. So that is the she'ariyah, that's the ma'ilah chayisah. Let's try and say one more nature, I guess, in she'ariyah. It's not really the Gethinia as much, I like to say it off anyway. It says that ki'am she'ariyah is the ma'ilah chayisah. The Shrofi said he'll be soleh chayisah, I'm she'ariyah. So let's try and say, sometimes a person can work with clay. The advantage of clay is that it's very easy to mold it, But it's not worth putting a lot of effort into it because music comes as well. There isn't a chesed that has any key into it. My she'ein kein stone, for some it's very hard to work with, but once it's set in stone. So when we're looking to ask my Kaddish Baruch Hu for kafara for Klal Yisrael, the fact that it's not worth putting an effort to be mitaken if there's nothing of substance that stays around. So Moshe Rabbeinu said ki am she'erev, meaning Klal Yisrael is of Klal Yisrael has substance to it, and that's why it's worth putting effort into. Okay, the whole day, they wanted to be mevatel this milah. That's why the Gzeiros was specifically Torah-centered. Even though Malchus Reim, Gzeiros of Shmad was plentiful, ain't the doiner. Ki Malchus Reviyas lo hayo oisim zeh bishvul se'omru lanu ha'mayla al-goyne al-loikis. Ki Moshe ena yivonim. Ra'kshay roitzim l'chaloisim kash oisim es ha'sha goyzim aleya. Ra'ritzim lai v'esim kach gozolim zeh se'shvonis. Let's explain this distinction because it is an important distinction. Malchus Rome had plenty of Gzeiros Hashmad. And they had a lot of Gzeiros that were Gzeiros on learning Torah and so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, if anybody wants to take a look, we have a book in the library. It's called it's a collection from the Roman code, all the codex, all the Gzeiros of Empire, all over the generations. It's in Greek and in Hebrew and in English. You can take a look at it. Very fascinating, different Gzeiros, different times. This Mila, being Malgoyim, being Megayagoyim, learning Torah Shabbat. They have simply the text and the translation and so on. Malchus Reimi, the Musig Malchus Shmad was Malchus Reimi, not Malchus Yalik. But the Maral says there was a big difference between the two. And let's try to understand the difference. Let's say a country conquers another country, and they say it's not good to let them have a language of their own and a flag of their own, because that stirs up national pride, and if it stirs up national pride, then they're going to get together and rebel and so on and so forth. So they make a law that you can't have any type of national traffic. And somebody's over and they kill him. Now, it's true that the law was against the specific flag, language, or whatever. But the reason why the person gets killed, it's not because I need to eradicate the flag, but rather I need to put my malchus into position. I need to rule. I need to dominate. If people get their own way and they become free, then they slip out of it. And the mela, I need to do it. So yes, technically the gzeira is on something. But the mechanism of the gzeira has to do with the malchus and the shibud and so on. Much, much less than anything else. And in that case, it's not quite a gzeira and etzem minyan. Malchus Romi their etzem midah was ishtalkus. The etzem midah was malchus. They wanted to rule, to conquer. They didn't have any nimius to them, really. They didn't have any ideology. They had a pantheon. They took all the gods. As long as their god was boss and chief, it was fine. There wasn't, they didn't have any teichen except for malchus. Romi is Malchus, Romi is Malchus, that's it. So the Xeris were there so that the Jews do not raise their heads, so that they don't plot revolution, so that they don't get a sense of an identity, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. But it wasn't per se for the Teichon. I'd like to draw a parallel to something very, very interesting, which most people here were too young to remember. But it's been an insightful lesson. When I was growing up, Soviet Jewry was under subjugation. I mean, the communist rule, depending on different eras, was extraordinarily harsh, quite harsh, against many, many, many elements of Yiddishkeit, starting from teaching Hebrew, calendars, certain yeshivas, schools, v'chulu, different kufas that have different service. And a lot of it had to do with the ideological aspect of communism. There was a lot of Jewish foment and a lot of hidden groups, and secret groups, and so on. It was not an uncommon thing. And a lot of groups that were very, very few groups that were really Krum. Quite a few that was sort of nationalist / Krum. Other groups that were just plain upset with the Jewish, with the lack of Jewish identity. Different, many, many groups for the young. There was a lot of effort by a lot of people to push Shiva people into it and so on, and the battling cry was they don't allow them to practice Yiddishkeit, Hayitach, Zer Shmat, and people want to blow shofar, they want to eat matzahs, and so on and so forth. The minute the Xeris were gone, none of these people had any interest whatsoever in doing it. It wasn't hypocrisy. The pshat was the reason they wanted to eat matzah was because the government said you can't. It was a collapse. A lot of people, it was not the etzem doing something, but rather the idea that you're not going to tell me what not to do. The kochos and nefesh that were happening, it wasn't a real awakening of Yiddishkeit as much as an awakening of a person as a person. A person doesn't want to be confined, constricted, doesn't want someone to tell him what to do, doesn't want to be an eved. But it's not the pshat that he, and it was a mis, and a lot of people misled. And Laharaya, as soon as it was over, there was the same person who was willing to sit in jail to eat matzah. If eating matzah meant going down a vegan grocery store, couldn't find time to make the trip. And it was extraordinary. And it required a little bit of a keen insight to realize that kofas and nefesh were different kofas and nefesh. So you had people who, quote unquote, looking for digital identity, and soon, you know, in America, where you can do whatever you want, percentage-wise, most people don't do it. And the answer is, because, now, some people, it became a transition point, and to adopt matzah, in fact, jail feeding matzah, it meant a lot for them, and it kind of, you know, it set them on a course of awakening. But understanding that it's two separate kofas and nefesh. When a person has something that he wishes to do, and he's told he can't do it, and there's a struggle, the struggle can be for the gufei union, and the struggle can be for the give me liberty or death. For the fact that I want to be free to do this, and I don't want to do what you said. So, the flip side of it, Malchus Reini was very harsh, but their harshness was just the desire to rule and to dominate, and finding that Klal Yisrael was not, finding that Klal Yisrael had its own agenda was a threat and a danger to them. Yovan was different. Yovan, the Etzem, wanted to be Mevatel the Maila Lekis. They wanted to be Mevatel from Klal Yisrael. Religion. It wasn't a shot that they needed them subjugated. They were quite liberal. Greece wasn't, at that time, the kingdoms had spread out, and they were ruling over a lot of things, but that wasn't the Greek agenda. The Greek agenda was a lot more the ideology, the pneumius, and so on. One more nekuda that I want to stress on this. Let's ask ourselves a shayla. Let's say somebody believes in Muhammad, and he goes out on a jihad against people that don't believe in Muhammad. So we understand the kofas hanefesh. The kofas hanefesh are my God versus your God, and we'll see whose God can beat up whose God. That's the simplest way of looking at that type of kofas hanefesh. But let's say a person doesn't particularly believe, and he's still waging a war, fighting the person who does believe, to stop him from believing. Why a person who believes, why an evangelical Christian would want to make an atheist into a Christian makes a lot of sense. He believes in his deity, he believes that it's a mitzvah for the ultimate good of everybody, and he's obligated to do it and get a lot of benefit. Fine. But what's the svara for the atheist to try to get the Christian to become atheist? Why am I interested in spreading Torah to atheism? Why would somebody be interested in doing that? Mele Rome had a type of shul. There was al chavuch and ace of Yerusha. They are dominant, and they want to have it. But what's the svara of Yavon that they bedavka wanted to take that off? They bedavka wanted to... And the answer is, and this is it's a much more subtle, Yavon is a much more subtle prayer in the scope of things. I want to paraphrase a pasuk. It says by Shaul that he told his son Yonason, "Lotikoin malchuscha." The Navas Hamadis, he told him when he conspired with David that David shouldn't get killed. His father told him, "The Navas Hamadis, Lotikoin malchuscha." Ben Yishai, Dr. Lushen, is around. As long as David is around, your malchus will not be in place. It's a steer of the essence. A person, there's an inner struggle. The ultimate Yitzhahara, the finest Yitzhahara is that a person is supreme. That when I ask myself, what's noble and good about a human being? And the answer is a human being. Being an Adam is means that you are what you are. When someone comes along with a teichen that comes from a lekus, then down deep it's a threat to you. There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Hanano in Pesachim, in Mokum Shinagi. It says like this, the halacha is if you come to a town where people are doing things, are machmir something, you have to go along with them. And if they're makel of something, you are not allowed to do your chumra openly, you have to do it hidden. So the first half is just be machmir like them, it's me gidre, it did. In other words, they're machmir shenagu, and therefore, you have to take on the chumra amakum as part of the jurisdiction of the local community that did minhagim apeis. That we understand. But what's the svara the other way there? So the Gemara is about machlokus. So the Chazal tries to understand what is the machlokus. It's one thing if everybody looks at me and says, you're a shagun. We're already makabe Shabbos, and you're still sitting and doing malacha. But what's the other way around where you're not doing malacha earlier? I mean, that has to be not a good example because it's not noticeable. But something that is noticeable, that you're doing more common than them, why is that a problem? So the Rambam says over there, people look at you who are more matzid, and mentally they say, he thinks we're shkatzim, and therefore he looks down at us, and people do not like people look down at them. So the fight that battle becomes that fight. It's one of the reasons that helps us understand the fight of less religious people against more religious people. And at the soil it's covered up. And at the soil it's because they take money from us. It's because I'm called the army. I grew up in America and in an area that was populated by a lot of socialist, real left-wing, communist socialists. It was very side. They had their own newspapers and everything. And there was a tremendous amount of hatred exuded from people. Why? We want to take money from them. They won't give any donations. They didn't go to the army. We didn't go to the army. What's the problem? Do what you want to do. You know, you want to yarmulke, don't wear yarmulke. What do you want from me? The answer is because if nobody does it, then I'm right. Then I can live comfortably with the fact that I'm perfect. When someone else who is on a higher dagger stares me in my face, I can't take that. It's just like the kid in class who gets an 80s prays that the 100, the kid who gets 100 gets 80s, because that gives me my place. Everybody's bad, everybody does bad. It's a way of justifying myself. Malchus Yavin's she'ifa was to be right, to be good. They had a lot of the strivings of Klal Yisrael. And they were willing, they wanted to be perfect human beings. And when Klal Yisrael stares in their face and says that only if you have a chelek alikai, that a person is sachak alikli kibul falikus, that becomes very difficult for Yavin. Yavin must destroy it to find themselves. Rome needs to dominate because there are some domination in it. In Yavin, it's the ideology versus ideology. When we speak in our Nisim of the Malchus Yavin came to destroy Torah, and Akash Baruch saved us, it's not our particular point, it's a battle. Yavin represented the Tzuras Adam, and if you can, I guess, spell it Tzu, people ask a lot of times, why is Yoifi mentioned in the Torah? Rachel was Yafa, and Tzipora was Yafa like a Kushis, and it says, you know, just like a Kushis is Mechedas, Tzu is Mechedas, the Mishkan was Pe'er, the Bidei Kunin was Pe'er. What's the Mile of Yoifi? And it's shocking that people ask the question. Yoifi is an extraordinary Mile. When we see a person, when a person sees Adam Godlin, he says, his hadras panim, the hoyt and the hadr on him is awesome. Nobody says, well, what's the difference? The question is, how blind you look, what do we care what he looks like? No. Everyone understands a fresh fruit, if you see a fruit that looks pockmarked with black spots all over it, you say to yourself, I don't want to even try it. It's natural for things that are good, fruits that are ready to eat and good to eat, smell fresh, look good, and so on. The Matthias of the Bria is that things that are good are supposed to express taste. The problem starts when there's a nitur. When Sheker Achim Behevla Yefi is, when Yefi takes on its own Matthias and does not wish to, it's not expressing any Matthias meaning, and Yefi is Yefi Mitzad Asma because I painted myself red or white or whatever it is, that's what I'm going to do. That's what becomes Sheker. So Yavan's Matthias was Tzuras Adam in its own right is the Pe'er and the Bria. And Klal Yisrael's position was Tzuras Adam is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his neshama in Klal Yisrael, in Adam, that's why Adam is Chashim. It's Adam is Chashim because it's the base for something. Adam is Chashim because he's the Kli through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Reah. The Haggis Panim on a person is the neshama that shines out through the person. And therefore, I was also thinking, you know, you walk by a Goyish room, a locker room, whatever it is, and you have pictures of big, burly, brawny Muslim men. We won't speak about the other pictures. We'll stick to the pictures we can talk about. And then you go to a poor person's house and you see the old man with a scrawny white beard and so on and so forth. If you really look at it as an outsider, you say to yourself, listen, that's a handsome and fascinating person. This is an old man, frail man with a white beard. What the parents is, you associate a surah of Adam Gadol with the Kedusha on him, with the Chachma on him. When you look at the face, you don't say, wow, so such a handsome, striking Gadol. You say, look at the Kedusha on his face, look at the kindness in his eyes, look at the Chachma in his eyes, look at his inward concentration. You try to pick Chassar Tchuna. Yavan's thesis was that Adam's perfection is Adam Yatsma. And then obviously goes back to the original head where Adam tried to cut us off like a dog and become okay. Adam said, I'm so great, so fantastic. I am who I am and what I am. And man, there is no end to what man can do of himself. Perfection lies in the human being himself. And Yavan's, that was Yavan. Klal Yisrael said, Adam is the soul of the Kimmy because he has a neshama like his that shines through Adam. That's what Adam is. And that was where they were like, both of them had finer ideas. Both of them had a drive for a sense of perfection accomplishment. Yavan found it in Tzuras Adam as such, and anybody else was a threat to it. Anybody else was standing in contradiction to his Shita Deit. If somebody, if somebody who's in the world of Yavam, somebody who's a very smart person, who's accomplished, professor, intellectual, should be hoarding. I am the smartest person. And therefore, hoardiness should be the right midah. Hashem Malokeus and other Malokeus. In Klal Yisrael, a person says, "Katayntiv Kol HaChasadim, I who have such kishayus am overwhelmed by the Lachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai I should deserve to have this and use it for our giving to. It's a whole different world of Mitzvah. And that's why, and that was a spirit to it. To see somebody that Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the ultimate amount of prayer, was the honor of Kol Adam, it was a direct spirit to that Mitzvah, and it threatened that Mitzvah. And that's why Yavon specifically was there. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'm going to ask somebody for next year to remember where we're holding.
Chayyur of his.
It's only doing it 3 years?
It's
one of the memories by one of the few spun of you actually stand some chance. Considering the fact that a lot of it is a lot of the young men here, and we actually stand a chance at some point of finishing it. Okay.
I understand the point about higher share.
Yeah.
Just affected.
Chaymer is affected by someone else's Yibur. Chaymer is affected, you know, in the world of Chaymer is affected by it. A rack hits a rack and he's a machah. So anybody who is affected by the world around him is of the same nature as the world, has a common denominator of the world.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a priestess in the other. It shows that he's of that world. You can't hit justice with a hammer and bang it. It's not affected by it. In as much as Adam is affected by Mal'idim, then it's of the same nature.
But on the other hand, there are times that you were supposed to be affected.
So listen, when the person is coming to Ruchis Kitaina, are you talking? So then not being affected is Aziz Panim. Then the Pshat is, I'm not of that world. Where I'm affected by something that is specific, but I'm affected by ruchnius, that's good. Where I'm affected by something that's material, then only material things are affected by the will.
There's a difference between ruach and
yes,
so affected by ruach, so then that's good. It means from the material
right.
Ruach is affected by chayim.
Right.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.